Hey, everyone. Unbelievable finish here at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings win 29-24 in the divisional round. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. I have the pleasure of sitting and working in the radio booth where Paul Allen and Pete Bursich call the game. Paul Allen said before the drive started, and he joins us right now, we need a Minneapolis miracle. Pete Bursich said, this situation is where legends are made. And yeah, the foreshadowing right. that wound up being is you're unbelievable right. given yeah. what happened to win this game.
Are you kidding me? I mean, it's one of the greatest plays in the history of the National Football League.
Right.
It has to be.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to go back to like Newt Rockne and Dick Butkus. And I mean, it has to be. Certainly one of the greatest plays, the Dig 61 walk-off winner in the history of Vikings football. You know, but after freaking out during the call, taking in a bevy of interviews on the Vikings radio network, I mean, I moved here in 1998, so I mean, I've been here for about 20 years. I'm 52 years of age, and I don't generally let martyrdom or stuff like that creep into my football-loving heart. But as I said on the Vikings radio network, I channeled my inner fan. This always happens to the Vikings. It always goes against the Vikings
yes.
every single time. That's what fans are going to say. Oh, my God, that stuff always goes against us.
Yeah.
And this time we got it, and we're going to Philadelphia one step from playing on this field to go to the Super Bowl. Damn it, it's the best ever.
Yep, and the winning play delivered by Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. But it was a team effort for the Minnesota Vikings. Dominated in the first half. Took some haymakers in the second half.
Can you even remember the game?
Yeah, barely. And as Mike Zimmer said in the locker room after the game, which if you haven't watched it yet, you should. It'll be on Vikings.com. This team is full of fighters, man.
Yeah.
And that includes Case Keenum, and that includes Stephon Diggs.
Wobby, I mean, Nate, see my man over there for the New Orleans Saints? I mean, I can't. Who wants to talk trash? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the dirtiest loss you can ever take. It's got to be worse than 2009, Favre across the body yeah. to Tracy Porter, and they walk off on us. I mean, I know it was Bounty Gate and all those crap calls and everything. Are you kidding me?
We saw everything in this game.
I feel so bad for those guys right now, and I mean that.
We saw a dominating effort by the Vikings. We saw a blocked punt.
Oh, God.
We saw Kai Forbath from 50
yeah.
in the clutch.
53.
We saw Drew Brees do what he does best and drive down on the best defense in the NFL.
H-O-F.
And we saw what we saw over here, and I don't even know what the heck to call it.
How about Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
Second-year receiver from Ohio State. He was unstoppable.
Yeah.
How about Willie Snead and the double pass? Oh, my God, how lucky did we get there?
Right.
A freaking double pass.
All right.
And Kamara.
On third and one.
And it works.
Yeah.
And they can't close on it. You know, and then it looked like we were dead and buried. I mean, there was just nothing happening.
Yeah.
And then this rookie safety, Marcus Williams, I have no idea what he was doing. He was trying to get out of the way so he didn't commit PI.
Yes.
And then Diggs catches it, and there's nobody behind him.
Yeah.
And he toe-taps the sidelines. It's a Minneapolis miracle. Peel me off the ceiling. I swear to God, I thought I was going to cry. I thought I was going
to
cry.
All right, so now it's back to work. We get to work this week, and that's what we said in the press box. All we want to do is work more. Now we get to work. And
We almost got a chance to work next week. The problem is it was writing a football-related death certificate.
Right, and now we get to work, and we get to work for real. The
Vikings done, baby.
Will play in the NFC title game on
Sunday.
Go ahead
and count us out of Philadelphia.
How
can you ever count out any Minnesota Vikings team in the history of the franchise off what you just saw?
This team is trying to bring it home. They got one step closer today. They're trying to get to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 52 played right here in the stadium. To do that, they got to go to Philadelphia and beat the one seed, the Philadelphia Eagles, in a game that is not a rematch.
No.
Where we don't have to talk about how much better the other team got over the course of the season or how much different we are.
All week to do that, Wobbs.
This is the best of the best in the NFC, and
Vikings.
It's going to happen on Sunday.
9 to noon on the flagship FM 100.3, The Fan. I mean, those are two places, if you're a Vikings fan, you have to be every minute of
Correct.
Every day, because we're going to make it funky. I ain't kidding you.
The Vuvuzelas are taking over, so we're going to go victory high five. Is that what they're called?
How about that? Pretty close. Vuvuzela, maybe.
I don't know. Victory high five is complete. Thank you, Gatorade.
I have such a headache
Between
right
the
now.
Lines postgame report is over. The fun has just begun. Let's celebrate, and let's get back to work. Vikings in the NFC title game next Sunday. See you later.